Absolute Radio Country is filled with the best sounds from Nashville 24 hours a day. But even we can't fit in everything. You'll find a full story right here. This is Country Music Talk, the podcast that takes you behind the scenes of the world of country music.
We love bringing you the biggest names from the world of country music here on the podcast, so thank you for listening. Remember to subscribe if you haven't already, and that way you'll never miss an episode. And if you're in the UK, you can listen to Absolute Radio Country live and enjoy the No Repeat Guarantee. It's our promise to never play the same song twice during your workday between 9 to 5, Monday to Friday. Right, on with the podcast.
This is the Country Music Talk Podcast from Absolute Radio Country.
Riley Green, as I live and breathe, here you are again. I mean, you came in to see us when you were here last time, and then the next day, and the last time I saw you, there you were, pretty as a picture in front of 50,000 people at Hyde Park. It's good to see you again.
Yeah, I mean, I've been telling everybody I got really spoiled with my first show at the in the UK. It was at Hyde Park. That was such an awesome crowd, and it really made me fired up about coming back out there.
Yeah, it was a pretty special moment for everybody. I mean, biggest ever country concert in the UK, and there you were. So I'm assuming that next time you come, you're like, well, we got to do at least 60,000.
I don't know exactly what the venues are or what size or anything, but we're definitely going to come over there and do a tour. What I wanted to do now is more days, especially somewhere that's got so much history and so much to see and really only be there for a day or two. And that's kind of how it is in a touring lifestyle. The first time you go, you don't really get to see anything. And the next time you get to hang out a little bit. So I think we're going to try to come back and do a little bit of exploring and play a few more venues.
Oh, yeah. And see some of the history. And are you a bit of a history guy, or you just like to see stuff that's, you know, where you are?
Well, I think that growing up in the rural South and, you know, even touring, you know, all over the country, you see so much that looks the same. It's always interesting for me to see something that's different and a culture that's different and a different accent. Everybody talks like me where I'm from.
Yeah, good point. Yeah, there's lots of different accents over here, and everybody loves your accent. So, I mean, everybody loves going somewhere where people like their accent, right?
Yeah, I don't know if they can understand me. I think I need subtitles when I'm out there.
Do a lot of people just like smile and nod?
Yeah, that's how I do my dad, so I know I'm getting that way because people do it to me.
Well, listen, if I don't understand you during this, I'm just going to smile and nod, and we'll move on real quick like you're doing right now. Exactly. Hey, don't mind if I do. Album number 3. Congratulations on this one, because I think we were talking that something was coming. You said you're constantly working on music anyway, right?
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, you can't plan out great songs. You don't have a great song idea every day. You don't write a great song every time you go on a run. So for me, you've always got to kind of record music as it comes to you, especially being that I write a lot of my own music. And then the other thing is, when fans are really wanting it, you're really motivated to go write. You know, you're motivated to go and get in the studio. So things have just been going really well, and people are still finding us and discovering our music. So it seemed like the right time to go record a new album and put it out. And it's fortunately, we've got some songs that are already pretty big songs off of it, you know, that are out there.
Yeah, absolutely. In terms of kind of inspiration for songs, like when you're over in the UK, any inspiration come to you there? Or are you just kind of stuck into getting the shows done and jet lag and all the rest of it?
Really, more than inspiration, it was just motivation to see that many people from that far away really know songs that I'd written, you know, some of them 6-8 years ago, and be singing those songs. And then, you know, like Worst Way was one that I wrote by myself, but it was such a surprise to me how big of a song that was, and over there too. So it's crazy to see how that's working. And the song with Ella, You Like You Love Me, you know, that's huge over there.
I mean, that's lightning in a bottle, that song.
It's such a country song, you know, so it's really motivating for me to go, man, that stuff's really working, that traditional sound. So I can really lean into that again. It's just nice.
Another song that, I mean, congratulations on this, top 30 country radio and hot country hit, Damn Good Day to Leave, which we're still loving as well. Was that one of the ones that when you kind of wrote it, you thought, yeah, this is going to be one, or did that one sneak up on you as well?
Everybody loved that song from the first time we played it, and it just kind of sounds like one of those songs you want to put on here on the radio, and Roy wanted to kind of crank up a little bit, you know. So when you have those kind of songs, they're just really easy listening songs, fun songs, and a good summertime song. You know, that was right when it came out. So it was one that everybody kind of leaned into.
Oh, yeah. We're still leaning into it as well. And You Look Like You Love Me, as we mentioned there, it's just such a huge song. And it really does kind of show what we've talked about before is that traditional country, you know, if it's got this heart to it, people can connect to it. And because country at the moment, there's so many different sounds and styles of it that people are connecting to. And traditional country music's right up there. It seems even more popular now than it was.
Yeah, it's definitely making a comeback. I'm very pleased to see that because that's really about the only kind of country I know and can write. So it's
yeah, that's what you grew up on, right?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I grew up playing guitar with my granddaddy Buford. And he was a big Merle Haggard and George Jones. That was well before my time. So I got some of those influences from the music that he listened to and that he liked. And I think it still probably comes out of some of my stuff today.
Well, listen, it's one of my favorite types of country songs. It's a new song that sounds old. And I just think, you know, that's a difficult thing to manufacture, but you guys got that with that one.
I appreciate it.
And because of, you know, the success of that song and I guess your friendship with Ella, Don't Mind If I Do, another duet with Ella, which is on the new album. How did that come about? Did that come about at the same time when you guys did You Look Like You Love Me, or was it after that?
Well, it was right after the tour ended that she was out opening for me. And I wrote the song at one of those shows. And I wrote it as a duet. And I thought it was cool to have a female come in and the last chorus and the last chorus be different. I'd never really heard that before. So I was in the studio recording it, and I just texted her and said, "Hey, are you around? I needed to get a female vocal on it so I could pitch that song to figure out who I was going to get to sing it. I didn't really know what female I was looking for." And she came by, and I mean, like...
Did she know that? When you asked her, was she like, "Wait, are you not looking for me?"
I don't know if I got any details on it, but I think she just rolled out of bed and came up there, and it was great. She did such a great job on it. I couldn't figure anybody would do any better. I just loved her voice on it, and it's been really cool that we got two completely different types of songs that are doing
so. Yeah, it's great. It's a great song. The album comes out on the 18th of October. Did you pick this day so it was just Riley Green Day? Because that's your birthday as well, isn't it?
Well, if I picked everything about that day, I wouldn't be playing a show in California. I'd probably be at home around the farm or something where I could celebrate a little more. But certainly, you know, we have to dodge some other releases and things like that. So when that date came up, I said, "Yeah, man, let's put it out on my birthday. That'll be fine."
Yeah, absolutely. How are you going to celebrate? So you're playing a show in California?
Yeah, we're playing a show in Indio, California. I'll probably have something cold to drink, I imagine.
I would hope so. I would think you deserve that. Surely your birthday and your album release. When you were here last time, we were talking about your granddaddy's kind of music venue that he had. And I was saying to you, like, well, you should have a music venue. And you're like, "I don't know." And then Riley... You go away, and then like a week or two later, Riley Green's Duck Blind Bar, Nashville, Tennessee is announced, and now you got your own venue.
I know I don't ever know what I'm supposed to say, you know, in certain times and what I'm allowed to release.
Yeah. But you can say, we won't tell anybody. You can just tell us everything, Riley.
No. Yeah, now certainly. But I don't think I even had that in the works when I was over there. I would have said something about it. It was literally something that me and a good buddy of mine, Steve Ford, who owns Winners and Losers Bar.
Which everybody loves, by the way. Like, so many artists I've talked to say that's where they hang out.
Well, that was kind of my reason for this idea was, you know, I don't hang out on Broadway. I don't really know many artists that do. You know, it's and everybody bars on Broadway. Everybody hangs out in Midtown over there. And every relationship I found in Nashville, be it a songwriter or a singer or somebody in the music industry, has always been in Losers or Winners. So I thought that was really cool that it would be down there. And yeah, it's been awesome. We kind of came up with the idea, and somehow I have a bar and music venue in Nashville now, Riley Green's Duck Blind.
That's cool. Congratulations on that. That's a really cool thing. Does it have a little bit of the, you know, I know it's its own thing, but obviously I know also how important your granddaddy's place was to you and kind of forming you. Do you feel like there's a little bit of the DNA of that one into this one?
Well, where I think it'll live on is with the music in there. You know, I'm gonna be pretty hands-on about who we have come play and have some songwriters come in and tell the stories about the songs and how they wrote them. And my granddaddy's place had random things hung up all over the place in there. And this has got a little bit of that Duck Blind kind of feel and Golden Saw kind of feel. We got some some hunting memorabilia hanging up and some, you know, some old stuff all over the wall. So I think that's what'll kind of make bring it back is the kind of Cracker Barrel look.
The type of place that you could, somebody could sneak up their own picture on the wall and it would take a while before anybody noticed.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, next time I'm over there, you know, I'm bringing a picture. Hey, while we're talking about, you know, duck blinds and all the rest of it, Riley, I have to thank you for this. We were talking about your range of duck calls, and then a week later, you sent this to me, and I appreciate that. But I'm not sure the listeners thank you, because every time I play your song, which is daily,
yeah,
I get the old Riley Green duck call out, and I don't think I do it right.
Well, let me hear it.
All right, this is how I do it.
Well, for one, you're blowing the wrong end.
What?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, man, it's the other end.
All right. So I'm definitely doing it wrong,
yeah.
First of all. All right. Thank you for not making fun of me. So it's this end. Oh, my God, that's a whole different thing.
Yeah.
But somebody told me I need to do something with my hand like this.
I wouldn't worry about all that. The next time I'm over there, I'm going to give you a tutorial, and you can just start the day with a duck call every day.
I cannot believe I've been blowing the wrong end of this. Every day since you got me this, I've been blowing the wrong end live on air.
And nobody would even tell you.
Nobody told me. I mean, I'm not sure they love it, but, you know, there haven't been many complaints just yet. I cannot believe I've been blowing the wrong end. The shape indicates, though, you can see how I got confused.
I get what you're saying. It looks like maybe that would be the way to do it.
I have to thank you for that already. I feel like I'm a better person already because of this.
You would definitely look cooler.
Thank you so much. Carl the Cowboy Corgi, is he there with you on the bus?
No, we've got a flying run this week.
Okay.
Right. I haven't got him his TSA pre-check yet. He's still a farm dog on the flying dates. I just feel like I would rather be on the farm running around like he is than
I got you
cooped up on a plane for several hours. So I let him hang back on the long trips, and when it's a good 3 or 4 days or something on the bus, he can come out and ride with us.
So he's living his best life while you're out there just working your fingers to the bone to give him the best life possible.
Yeah, he's chasing all the goats and pigs around the farm, and he's just loving it.
You alluded to it a little bit earlier when you were talking about you can't wait to come back over here. So are those plans firmly in the works?
They are. I don't know exactly what the dates are, but I'm thinking like spring. We released some dates for my tour, the Damn Country Music Tour that starts next year. And I remember seeing some UK dates on there. So we're definitely coming back.
Yeah, because you announced your big old US tour and everybody was super excited about that. I mean, that's quite the run for you as well. You like being on the road.
Yeah. How could you not with the way things are going? You know, there's a lot of being away from home that's tough. But when people are showing up like they are at our shows, you know, you got to be out there with them.
All right. Well, listen, we can't wait for you to come back over here. The new album, Don't Mind If I Do, it is out October 18th, which is officially Riley Green Day. It is his birthday. Have you ever had a day or a street or anything like that named after you?
There's a building named after me in Jacksonville. It's the Riley Green Sports Performance Center at Jacksonville State University.
That's something.
Yeah. I played a benefit concert. I think I might have paid for it, so... put my name on it.
They didn't have a choice. They were like, well, guess we got to call it the Riley Green Building.
You had to die to get a building named after you, but apparently you just have to play a benefit concert.
There you go. Well, I mean, maybe you should do a benefit concert over here. We can name Big Ben after you. The Riley Green Big Ben Clock.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Hey, Riley, please don't tell anybody that I was blowing your duck whistle on the wrong end, because, I mean, that's just going to destroy my career. So we're going to keep that amongst ourselves, okay?
Deal.
Thank you. Enjoy everything. We can't wait to see you when you're back over here. Thanks for taking the time.
I mean, I appreciate it. Good talking to you, and I look forward to coming out there.
All right. We'll see you real soon.
Okay. See you, buddy.
The Country Music Talk Podcast from Absolute Radio Country.
An in-depth look behind the scenes at the world of country music.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. We'll have another dropping soon for y'all, so don't forget to keep it country.
If you enjoy the Country Music Talk podcast, chances are you'll also enjoy Absolute Radio Country. It's the place where real music matters, and we love country music just as much as you do. You'll find us online on the free Absolute Radio app, on digital radio throughout the UK, or just ask your smart speaker to play Absolute Radio Country.